That was funny.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
More contestants.
The first time I got in trouble in my life, in my younger days, is break and enter a grocery store. I was sniffing a lot of gasoline at the time. And light a flood, and I just didn't care where I lived or not, as long as I was happy and had my pocket full, you know, the share of the world, any way I could get it. I broke in the store just to get lighter fluid to sniff. And that's one reason a woman knew that I did it and I was guilty for what I done. I gave myself away when I stole that case of lighter fluid because my father went there and told her not to sell it to me because I was a sniffer.
I was sniffing it.
Just as cute as a peyote button. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, just about ready here. To see if we can find a winner for the Christmas Big Lie.
I'm optimistic.
But first, RuPaul.
Saw Daddy kissing.
God. Santa
Claus. Gay.
Wow.
All right, enough of that. Before we move on, earlier in the show, some tool called and said, hey, Don and Mike, I'm a guy with a lot of pimples on my butt, and I listen to the Jim Rome Show. And, man, did you hear Arthur Blank say that Michael Vick should eat fried chicken. He's a racist. Eject out. Bye. Okay.
You had mentioned during that you had heard the owner of the Atlantic Falcons on last night on the telecast. And I didn't think it was that big a deal.
Didn't catch any type of racial inference. Anyway, here's the tape of Arthur Blank from last night on Monday Night Football.
First down. I want to just pick up on something. I believe, if I read your statement correctly, today you did not rule out the possibility that Michael Vick could come back here. I think that surprised a lot of people.
Well, you know, having just turned 65 in September, I realize the word never is a very strong word. You know, there's a lot of roadblocks to Michael coming back and even playing in the National Football League, Tony. Mm-hmm. Let's assume he's out for 3 seasons, 7, 8, and 9. If he, you know, doesn't watch himself, he'd eat a lot of fried chicken and fries and in prison come out at 250 pounds, he's not going to be.
There's nothing racial.
It's a throwaway,
that.
And the fact that he says fried chicken and fries. Yeah. Something about fried food. I mean, I really don't think that's a racial thing.
Starts it off by saying I'm a 65-year-old man. What the hell does he know about going to jail?
Right? Yeah, exactly. So anyway. So I think that's it's exactly what you described. And
well, I'm glad that Jim Rome was able to make some controversy out of it today.
Yeah, really.
Come on.
I think it's bad.
Arthur Blank.
I'm drawing a blank.
Phenomenal racist.
Phenomenal. John, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Mike. Happy ho-ho holidays.
I think we're going to get a winner this time.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Gentlemen, I hope I have your winner.
I hope you do as well. Hold on, let's do some formalities here. What's your name, please?
My name is Jim.
What city are you from, Jimbo?
I am from Maryland. I refuse to say I'm from Baltimore after that last idiot.
All right, what's your Christmas big lie, my friend?
Well, I don't know how religious you gentlemen are, but they used to have this thing called Midnight Mass at Christmas Eve.
Sure.
Well, they still do, Jim.
When I was younger, I used to always go, and you remember when the Atari system first came out?
Sure.
This was a while ago. Well, those things used to burn up pretty often. When I was younger, my parents told me to turn the system off or go into Midnight Mass. Turned the system off, and we went to Midnight Mass, and afterwards, we came back to the house to find no house.
Why is that, sir?
The system had caught on fire and had burned the house down. We came to the house on fire.
I so want to believe in Christmas, Mike. I so want to believe
in this
game.
You know, in this particular circumstance...
Gentlemen, unfortunately, I'm not lying to you.
So do I. So you didn't tell
your... It's a story that's won me a lot of bets, but unfortunately, it's very true.
But you didn't tell anyone that it was... Well, they knew it was your system. How... If the house was burned down and you knew it was the Atari system, unless you're just filled with guilt, how would you possibly have known it was your Atari system that did it?
Good question.
That's the only thing I could imagine it was, guys.
What did the fire investigators say?
They said the cause was unknown.
Uh-huh. Well, then the fire investigators should let you off the hook. Did your parents at any time say, I bet it was that Atari system?
They had made jokes of it after we had gotten a little bit older.
No. Come on, get out of here.
So where's the lie?
Oh, you're wasting our time. Please, stop it.
I have never heard of any video game system bursting into flames.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Edward G. here.
What, who's this? Hello?
Edward G.
Edward G. Robinson.
Yeah, see?
Hi, Ed. What's happening?
Well, I've got a nice story for you. I came upon your station, and I got to tell this happened. Me and my wife got divorced a few years ago.
Yeah.
And she got the house. There's no kids involved, but she got the house. I'm paying for the house. I'm in my apartment. And, we're talking back and forth. We love each other. We might get back together. And I was offered a job. I live in South Florida, and I was offered a job out in Las Vegas. And I turned it down because I wanted to stay with her. I was coming over one morning to tell her, and I see a guy coming out of her house, out of my house.
Oh, my.
So I told her, look, that's okay. Forget about this stuff. I came over to tell you that I accepted that job in Las Vegas, and I had already turned it down. But I didn't tell her that.
But what is that's that a sad lie. You should have taken the job.
What does that have to do with Christmas?
Because it was at Christmas time.
But, I mean, the lie hurts you.
She was banging some other guy. And
you had an opportunity to go to Las Vegas. You stuck around because you thought maybe there'd be something between you two.
Right. So
that's a horrible story. That's not a lie. That's a terrible, sad story, Edward.
The
story's not done. Hang on.
Oh, did she end up?
It's not done. So I tell her that I'm leaving, and because of the situation with her and her boyfriend, and as we weren't really talking, so she thinks I'm out in Las Vegas, and we're talking email over my cell phone, and we're getting back together. And so I tell her, look, I'll send you a ticket out. Come on out and visit me. We'll talk things over. This is like 3 months later. And she takes I send her a ticket. And she gets out to McLaren Airport.
Yes.
Where are you? And I'm saying, I'm right here.
No. Right. You're putting a lie on top of a lie here.
What's the end of the story? I just have to know, what's the end game? What's the lie, please?
I sent her a one-way ticket to Las Vegas, and I'm still in South Florida.
Well, she knew you were lying to her. Well, you see, people are not even telling lies now.
Hold on. If you did this, she already knows you bought her a one-way ticket, so where's the lie?
Because I'm still living in Florida. I don't live in Vegas.
Yes, but do you understand she knows that because she hasn't seen you in Vegas?
And if you bought her a ticket...
This is BS anyway.
As you said, if you bought her a ticket a year ago to Las Vegas and it was a one-way ticket, then you can't surprise her by saying, hey, that ticket I bought you, it's a one-way ticket.
Because she knows already.
She already knows. And as a matter of fact, who cares that you're still in South Florida? She's probably still there banging the guy that you caught her banging. I want to know what happened to that guy.
Or she's back in South Florida. She got her way back. She made her way back.
Isn't that where everything started, though?
Yeah, she made her way back, and we're not talking anymore at all because I left. There was 4 hours on the phone.
I don't understand this.
Is it? No, it's so convoluted because he's lying.
Not a lie anymore.
No. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I like it.
Hello.
Hello.
We're just trying to give away $1,000. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good evening, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening? Who's this?
My name's Ike. I'm in Northern Virginia.
Ike, I hate what you did to your wife.
First thing, nobody knows this, so this isn't a lie that anybody knows about.
All right.
Let me get that right out of the way.
Okay.
About 5 years ago, we hadn't seen my little brother in many years. He moved to Texas to be with my mom after my parents split up. I flew him up to Maryland, where I was living at the time, with his then-fiancé, now wife. Sent them up to New Jersey to see the family for the big family to-do.
Can you please hold on for a moment?
This has got so many different directions.
Already
now.
Too confusing.
I'm sorry. Let me see if I can. I'll summarize and then we can go from
Thank
there.
Thank you. Dumb it
you
down.
You mean summarize?
Dumb it down for us, please.
I flew my little brother into town, sent him up to see relatives while I went to Atlantic City.
All right, BFD.
Okay.
Thank Bye-bye. You, though, Ike. Thanks yes. for playing.
Bye-bye.
Not quite clicking.
Wish Tina would have hit back. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Happy Hanukkah, boys.
Right on.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah. The Don and Mike Show.
Last crazy night.
When I was in eighth grade.
Hey, please, what's your name, my friend?
I'm sorry, Jonathan.
The amazing Jonathan.
That's hey, you got Las Vegas on the brain.
All right, Jonathan, what's your Christmas lie?
And when I was in eighth grade,
yes, Jonathan,
there was a boy, a young guy who was new to the school, and he was there for a few months, but he was the class clown.
Amazing.
And he did a bunch of stuff and was real popular. Well, he left mysteriously around Thanksgiving time. And me and my friends were always jokesters and always fooled around and played pranks. Well, I don't know where I came up with the scheme to just tell everybody that I heard over the scanner that he had been killed. And I told a few people, and it rolled on through the school. And in this little hick town I lived in, with one traffic light, everyone goes to sleep with their scanner on because nothing ever comes across it to wake you up anyway.
Right.
Well, there was some speculation I was lying at first, but then I just stayed with it and kept a straight face. And by lunchtime, I had three girls crying, and I was busted up laughing. And I told my friends that I let them in on the joke. And, oh, man, we were just rolling on that for
all right,
about
so
a week.
It's not a bad little lie.
So the lie is that you told everybody at school that this kid got killed.
Yeah.
And everybody believed it. Now, who would we, in playing this game, who would we call to tell that you lied?
Who are you coming clean to?
Oh, boy.
Didn't think that one through, huh, Jonathan?
I don't keep in contact with everybody at school anymore.
I mean, it'd probably be hard to find a little eight-year-old, eighth-grade boy that you said was dead.
Well, they did. I did tell them eventually that it wasn't true.
Well, then,
it's not a lie.
Then you've already played the game for yourself.
You've come clean, but we sure enjoyed the story. You're already a winner.
Oh,
nice job, Jonathan.
You're a winner in life.
Thank you.
All right.
Say two Hail Marys and have a nice weekend.
Somewhere along the line today,
bye-bye.
The rules of the simplest game we play
became
confused.
I don't know. It used to be a bunch of sniffers, a bunch of glue sniffers,
right.
And now we have really pedestrian people with really everyday things that are not even lies.
Right.
What did we have there, Mike?
The last segment we had Bob. He was the one. Did we have him in the last segment or this one where he hit a deer and told him it was Rudolph? That was the last segment. We had Jim who, tragically burned the house down with his game system.
We had his Atari. Right. We didn't believe that.
We had Edward G. I didn't write anything down. I just put big liar. That's all I put there. We had Ike. Who, something about his little brother, we stopped paying attention.
Right.
And then Jonathan, who had a lovely story about telling all the kids in school, all the girls in school, that the young man that had left under mysterious circumstances
had died.
We enjoyed the story, but unfortunately he's already told everybody that it was a lie, so it really wouldn't work for the purposes of this game.
Right.
Because Jonathan, although a good storyteller, is a bit of an idiot.
He's not amazing, is he?
He is not the amazing Jonathan.
I want everyone to know that we are really...
I'm the oldest man in the world.
We are bogarting Buzz's news time as we go to overtime for this feature.
Is this like a bonus round?
Mike, this may be continued on tomorrow's episode.
Wow. If we don't get anyone that's worthwhile, it might be a rollover.
We may roll it over tomorrow with a $2,000 prize, but we'll give you one more shot.
All 18 contestants so far have been a little disappointing. Except for Matt. I know Matt is not the greatest lie, but at least Matt's was something that he was playing by the proper rules.
Right. This bastard is going to get a prize today no matter what.
Exactly.
The guy that snuck out of his hotel room to go see a nudie show in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him. Right. We'll be right back and see if anything is thicker. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.